ZJW, KN4CHY. Last I heard, you were out bird hunting.
I'm out bird hunting. Hey, it's good to hear you back on the air. Having to go back into the office, we don't hear you anymore. W4DJW.
Not every night, but I still try to make the net. I have missed a few of them, but yeah, been a little while busy.
Than the alternative, unless you're retired.
A few more years for that, but certainly looking forward to it. I was going to let you know, too. You was talking about Apers earlier. Keep an eye on mine. I think it's the -7 SSID. Yeah, I'm making a trip back out to Louisiana over.
Hey, mobile one set up?
DMR.
Thing, right? It'll drop. It's got a GPS on it, right?
It's actually more reliable because as long as I've got a cell connection, it'll get a beacon out.
Want to see your Apers trail. I saw Ken's got his going, and I can see Andrew's all the time, and Chad's I can see all the time, and who else? I don't know if I see Wyatt's or not. I'm going to have to ask him about that if he's running. Oh, Patrick. Yeah, we can see Patrick's good all the time, too.
Have a mobile setup yet. The old beater work car, I'm thinking it's nearing its end of its life, but I'm bound and determined to get 300,000 out of it. It's just too close not to. So I don't want to put a radio in it yet. I'll wait and see what's down the line.
I tried to do that with an old Pontiac one time. And I got to Charlotte, and I told my boss, I asked him, did you get my message? And he said, yeah, I got your message. Fix that problem. Because it made me late for work because it broke down. So I didn't get to squeeze any more miles out of it after that.
Wish you had a Form 2 Tango Mobile.
Rusty, I've not had that issue with it yet. So I'm gonna keep pushing it. Even the site leader said, yeah, you're that close. Keep going. We were talking about vehicles one day, and I told her I've got almost 290,000 miles on it, and I'm trying to make 300,000. And she was like, "Oh yeah, you can do it."
Going up the emergency lane, I was doing that to get in the turn lane, same lane I was getting in, and almost turned into it. So I had to be careful there. Hey, Rusty, here you in there? W4DJW with KM4CHY.
Oh, hello, Dave, and I'm not sure the name that goes with the other call. Talking about high-mileage cars, my little 2011. I'm just crossed over 191,000 on that, and this little four-cylinder. Right now, knock on wood, it's still cruising along, but, it would to have something a little bit newer. No, a little bit newer, so maybe one of these days, but right now it's not in the budget yet, so that may change here in a couple of months, I hope. But anyway, just finished handbell rehearsal, and now I'm headed to barbershop rehearsal. So going from one to the other on Monday night. Go ahead, the other station.
Rusty, name here is Keith, Kilo Echo India Tango Hotel. I'm over in Seneca, KN4CHY. It sounds like you're pretty well on track for the high mileage, that's for sure. Mine's an 05, and I'm almost there. I'm just hoping it'll hold up for another 10,000 miles is all I need. But I've been kind of preparing for this, so we're ready if something really does happen, and I've got to. But just trying to push it for every penny she's worth, over.
Without having to walk. Let me see if I got it. Another one I was thinking about, Keith, that you see his Apers beacon when he's riding around, going from Shelby down to Anderson. Long trip. There's a lot of people running Apers these days. Go ahead, Rusty.
When I had a radio in the car that would run it, but I don't have one in the car anymore that runs it. So, and the only one I got was a D700, and it died. So, and I think I sold it off for parts is what I did there. And so I haven't had one, and this current radio I don't think would run it. I'd have to have something external to do it. So don't quite do that anymore, but I keep on the go so much I'd wear it out just in and out of the car, on and off, because I've already made this is my fourth trip today already, and I did five yesterday on Sunday, so go figure. And a lot of them are just little short trips. And like I said, I'd wear everything out just starting and stopping it. So go ahead, Keith.
In the D700, that's what I'm talking on now. It would be a good one to put in the car, but I'm not going to put it in the beater yet. And I just want to let everybody know, too, this near 300,000 miles, I had to shell out $900 for it, and I've been driving it for 6 or 7 years now.
And 40
GC. Wow, you can't beat that. What's that come out per year? Not much. Go ahead, Jerry, W4DJW.
Interrupt the conversation. Just want to say hello to everybody. Keith, good to hear you. I hope your work load is less than a little bit rusty. And Dave, and I don't know who else is in here, but anyway, carry on.
Yes, so since Dave said to recognize Jerry, and hello, Jerry, good to hear you this afternoon. Yeah, I'm tooling along here in traffic on 290. Usually I don't catch this. I'm late enough that I don't catch a big crowd on 290 when I'm going from my church over to downtown Duncan. So it is out here today, though. Go ahead, Keith.
Out earlier, just making a quick run to Staples and back, and it was actually pretty pleasant over here. It had like 78 degrees in the car, so that was pretty nice for a change. I'm thinking, and I'm kind of satisfied with this in my mind. You remember the old Volkswagen ad? Two pennies a mile, I think that's where I'm at, over.
That's wonderful. And Rusty, I was on 292 or 290 as well. That could be confusing, not 292, but 290 as well. I just turned off on Rutherford. But that's a good deal there, Keith. That's hard to beat until it leaves you stranded. All of mine now are low mileage because I've last 20 years I worked from home. So this is a 2017 and it's got 16,000 miles on it.
Not bad, Dave, not bad. But I got a friend that's got you beat, and he's got a 2015 and he's got just right over 11,000 miles on his. And so he's definitely got a better situation than you do. Man, he's been working from home for years, and so he doesn't really have to travel. Maybe once a month he has to go into the corporate office, but other than that, he works out of his home, and everything is done on the phone and everything else, so he's been doing that for years. So, oh, well, those of us that have that opportunity, and some of us do and some of us don't. And I never got to work from home. I always had to be on the job site wherever I was for anything I was. So, and the Navy wouldn't quite let you work from home. They wouldn't let you do that. Go ahead, Keith.
I thought that seemed like you could do ship stuff at the house. If you had a big enough pond in the backyard or something. And Jerry, I was going to tell you, if you want to, jump on in there anytime. And Dave, I was going to let you know, usually I'm running apers when I've got the DMR, and it's usually long trips like this, because I'll have the DMR going and, just listening on the travels, and then it'll be beaconing in the background. So, yeah, keep an eye on it. Probably starting sometime early in the morning, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, over.
Running on my desktop all the time, so I see everybody's beacon as they're moving around. As I swap back and forth between desktops, I come across it every time I swap back and forth. That's when I'm going back and forth between programming for amateur radio and financials, watching the stock market, and watching the APERS traffic. Anyway, this is going to be my last one because I just turned down the road on my neighborhood. I killed two birds over there at Zaxby's. I'm going to go inside and eat them. Anyway, you guys take care. Good talking to you this afternoon. W4DJW, I think Rusty, you're next. If not, if Jerry doesn't want to pick it up.
Okay. Glad to hear you. And where'd Rusty pick it up?
Good one. And enjoy whatever you're eating. And we'll catch you next time around. Go ahead, Keith.
Would you, Dave? Have a good evening.
73s, and I'll probably try to check in at least once from out there. You know, a little portable 5 action. So have a good evening. We'll talk at you later. KN4CHY. Go ahead, whoever's next. Hit it.
Rouge, and then, well, Baton Rouge, then Houston, and then back to Baton Rouge, and get to hang out for a little while.
Some of that storm, because I don't know if it's going to head that far to the west or not. Hopefully it won't, but I hope you have safe travels anyway. Family trip or business trip?
Trip. She's got an appointment at MD Anderson, and her daughter's got a new baby and didn't want to haul the baby to Houston, so offered to do the taxi cab and then companion and then whatever else is, you know, called for at that point. But, you know, I'm leaving in the morning. We go to Houston Wednesday morning and then stay overnight. The appointment's Thursday, and then we head back to Baton Rouge, and then I've got the weekend through Sunday night, Monday morning.
That's mighty nice of you to do that. That's a pretty tough trip out there. MD Andrews is a great place, but yeah, it's always stressful whenever you go out there. Go ahead, Rusty.
Well, I hope, Keith, that you're flying to all of those locations. So, you know, that's a lot of driving, and I don't think you'd make it in 2 days to either one. So, well, you might make it to Baton Rouge, but I don't think you'd make it to Houston in 2 days. But maybe. But hopefully you're flying and you got all your flights all lined up so it works out for you. And it's just, you know, I try not to make much travel very far. I'm not planning any time soon. Maybe after the first of the year I'll go down and visit my sister again. And all because there's a big barbershop event down in Daytona Beach the second weekend in July, in February I think it is. So I may go down there for that. So, and see what happens and attend that. But that's it. And I'm going to go ahead and set and sign because I'm getting close down here to where I'm going to be. And even, believe it or not, little town of Duncan has got a bunch of traffic all of a sudden down here. So I'll say 73s and pass it over to you, Keith, and then you and Jerry can BS for a while, and we'll catch up to you later. Keith, take it. W2T, 73s, Dawg.
I'm flying low, I guess you'd say. Yeah, I am driving it, but going to Baton Rouge tomorrow, spend the night there, and then get up, go to Houston, spend the night there, and then come back to Baton Rouge, and then have a weekend to relax and all. So it won't be too bad. And I'm the same way. I had to travel for work a couple of months ago, and we all drove up. We didn't book flights like we normally would. So I think I'm pretty much done with air travel for quite some time, unless I have to go a further distance than Cincinnati like we did this last time. So yeah, I'm about over it. So we've been driving about everywhere. Wife goes down to Florida to see her youngin', and speaking of which, I might have to look up the convention down there, because she has a condo on Daytona Beach, so and I would love to see a barbershop convention. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's, I think it's that weekend. I've got to look it up and see which week. It's either the first or second weekend in February, and I'm not sure which it is now. And it's like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Things start. Everybody starts showing up Thursday. Then the events are Friday and Saturday. So it they have contests down there. We've got a bunch a youth chorus, high school chorus, Wade Hampton High School that Dark Chapter kind of sponsors will be down there competing in at that time. This is their second trip in 3 years. They went 2 years ago, and then they've been invited back to compete this time. So people think they're doing a good job, and we're doing a bunch of things. If you like barbershop, put December 3rd on your calendar. And at Malden High School, we're going to have one heck of a show that night. We got 300 high school courses, one next-gen course, which are 18 to 25s. We've got a barbershop course. My course is going to be on it. We may have a Sweet Adeline's course on it also, depending upon whether they want to be other than a quartet. And then we've got an international championship quartet going to be here. So a lot of good barbershop, about 2 hours of good barbershop on that Saturday night. And more information to follow. Let me know if you want to talk about it. Talk to you later. W2T clear.
Good talking to you. And, yeah, that sounds very interesting and a lot closer than Daytona, too. So definitely a possibility. Go ahead, Jerry.
Rush, have a good evening. Yeah, that's not too far from where that Orlando Hamcation is. I'm not sure whether it's in February or not. I don't remember now. That's when I would want to go to, but never did. But that's a long ride. But you know, I'm kind of the same way now. We just have, we can't drive it. We just not gonna fly unless it's have to across country or something like that. We don't have any mail. We don't have anybody outside of driving distance now in the family, so we can drive if we need to. But I'm just not a. Yeah, the last time I flew, 5 years ago, and it was good then. But now, everybody is telling me it's just terrible. And I'm not gonna pay. It's so expensive. I'm not gonna pay those incredibly high prices either, and be pushed around like they do. Just all kinds of restrictions and so forth.
After that, that's pretty much the conclusion I come to. I hadn't had to. We've got a facility up in the Buffalo area, Orchard Park, New York, and hadn't had to go up that way. And the other facility I've been to is Valencia, California, other side of LA. And so those are definitely flight trips, but luckily our last business trip has been up to Cincinnati, so it was wasn't too bad to drive and get back. But yeah, I think I'm done for a while.
Canyon 4CH, Canyon 4DJC. Yeah, we looked at, matter of fact, I booked flights to Orlando back in April, and after I saw how much it was going to be, I said, shoot. I said, I got a nice car. I said, I think I'm just going to drive it, because it wasn't going to be like, well, we weren't going to stay in there like 4 days, 3 or 4 days. I said, it's just not worth it to pay that kind of money. And you have layovers and all kinds of stuff. You have to pay transportation. You know, it's usually, the airport there in Orlando, it's usually $50 to go to, whether it be Universal or Disney. So I said, nah, I just ain't doing that. Plus, leaving my car overnight, 4 days in Atlanta. That was flying out of Atlanta. Greenville was like another $300 per person or something like that. Just totally out of range for us. If it's a business trip and the company's paying for it, you don't really mind. Our brother is still flying a lot, and I think he and his wife, I think he's going to retire next year from Georgia Tech. He's still going to do his consulting work, and she's retired. She's a guidance counselor at a school there in Duluth. So I think she's going to retire early, she says. She's about 10 years younger than my wife is. And they'll start to travel with them. But, this guy's a world traveler. He knows where to go. He has contacts, throughout Europe and, basically all over Europe and, Far East, too. But I think they're going to do some traveling to Europe, which I'm sure she'll enjoy. But that's just not me. There's a time when I'd love to have done that, but that time is gone.
Not minded at all myself. And I was going to mention, too, talking about the flights, too, here in the last month. They've been late and canceled, and you're still paying that kind of money. I guess there is a way to get a refund now, which there wasn't before, but or at least they got to be more upfront about it or something like that. I heard them pass something that pertained to that. But, yeah, and I was never a jet setter. I'd go up to New York or out to California just if they needed my particular skill set, usually during Oracle migrations and stuff like that, dealing with the data behind the scenes and
and helping the new users get up and running on what they were going to be looking at from then on. So that's about the extent of my travels. So I never racked up a bunch of miles to where we could fly wherever, but yeah, still enjoyed it with the company paying for the flight, that's for sure. KM4CHY.
I had to Texas twice a year, maybe, when I was working and on the company. But we always, when the kids were young, we'd fly down to Orlando once a year. Of course, back in those days, it was so cheap, there was no reason to drive. We could fly round trip for $100 a person and go down and stay for, you know, 4 or 5 days and fly back to Charlotte, you know, just have somebody pick us up there, or either, you know, just leave the car up there or something like that. It was just a real simple deal. And direct flights, we had direct flights then. I could fly direct Delta without changing planes. And now you got to change about every, it seems like about every 300 miles almost.
I usually try to stick with Delta. It used to be, what was the name of one of the budget airlines? They got absorbed. Wasn't Spirit or anything. Anyway, whatever it was. I used to do those for personal stuff. JetBlue, or no, it wasn't JetBlue either. AirTran, that's what it was. Did that, a direct flight from Atlanta to Vegas, and that was pretty decent. And then was able to upgrade on points to business class on the way back, so that was really decent. But, whenever I'm booking for work, it's usually through Delta. I just stick with Delta and try to get a direct flight and, let the company pay for it, put me up and feed me and all that. So that's what they pay for getting my expertise out there, I guess. Over.
Yeah, that business class is something else. It's just another world, but gosh, nobody but a corporation can afford that kind of flying, or a really wealthy individual. But I like Southwest, too. When Southwest started flying back in the 80s, I flew out there a couple times on South. I'd fly to Atlanta, and I'd drive to Atlanta and fly Southwest to Austin and back, and that was a pretty good flight. That was always, you know, pretty interesting. It was an easy flight. You know, the airport there in Austin is easy to get. It's not very big, but it's easy to get in and out of. Didn't have a problem getting rentals, that sort of thing. But like I said, when we flew to Disney, we just did a package deal usually. Sometimes I did it myself, but sometimes we just had a friend of ours and a travel agent, and they'd give us good deals like that. That way we could just get the whole shindig. But we used to drive back, and we drove back and forth for years. And when my parents were, when I was young, but back in the late 60s, my wife and I went down there, and we flew back Delta instead of driving back. And after that, I couldn't, I could hardly get her in the car to go anywhere outside of the state after that. It's just so simple and so cheap. But, you know, those days are just gone. And the last thing I want to do is be stuck at an airport somewhere. That's about the worst place I can think of.
Southwest, I think, was they pretty much started the whole budget airline thing, I think, and through all those years, they kept up pretty good service, and AirTran did pretty good. It was almost a sardine can, but like I said, when you got business class tickets, I made the joke. It was actually a joke, but it's serious. When you're in coach back then on AirTran, you know, they come back and chunk you a biscotti or whatever. And when you're in business class, they come around with a wicker tray and, you know, we got this whole tray of stuff. Would you like a selection from the menu and that kind of thing? So it was definitely worth it over.
The first time I flew Southwest was sometime back in the late 70s, I flew an old Piedmont turboprop to Atlanta, and then flew Southwest to think I flew into Lubbock, Texas. I think it's where I think they had an airport. I might have flown into Dallas. I don't know. I think I flew into Lubbock. They had a guy come out here and pick me up. They were interviewing for a job in Littleville, Texas, which was out in the middle of, absolute middle of nowhere. And, some tumbleweeds crossing the road. And that part of West Texas, that's just about as barren as you can get. And you're so flat out there, Keith. I remember you could see the lights from the water tower in Lubbock. It was like 35 or 40 miles away. he said, "Well, just be glad there's not a dust storm coming through." He said, I said, "Oh, really?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "You roll your windows up in your car, you still got a pile of dust in the seat when it goes through." And I said, "Well," I thought that night after I went into the interview the next day, and I thought, "Well, I know getting well, I'm not going to rest. I'm going to try to." They offered me a job anyway, but it was one of those 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off deals. The guy said, "Well, you can go to New Mexico when you're off." I said, "Yeah, but 12 hours a day, 12 hours a day for like 14 days, I said, no, thank you. I don't think I'll do that." So that was my experience with Southwest then. But when I flew it, when I was selling stuff, it was still a good airline. Then it was still inexpensive, but it was on time.
I guess the late 70s must have been about the beginnings of Southwest, wasn't it? Or were they operating as a regional back then, or what did they debut as a budget airline? I don't remember. And I'm peripherally familiar with that area. I've been through there and definitely got the same stark opinion of it. Not a fan of that area, Texas. Austin and, Houston area, and, of course, down around the coast, Galveston and all, it's Corpus Christi, much more my cup of tea than that area, that's for sure. Over
CHY and 4DJC, thinking back a second there, when you mentioned regional, I think I flew Delta into Dallas. I flew Piedmont to Atlanta, I think from Virginia. And then I flew Piedmont to Charlotte. I flew Delta to Atlanta, then, or it might have been Delta direct to Dallas, but I flew to Dallas. And Dallas was a sprawling airport in those days. I think I flew Southwest from Dallas to Lubbock, which is, that's a pretty good stretch. I want to say it's a 4 or 5 hour trip, maybe, for on the ground. And I flew into Lubbock. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. I said that back in 77. I think they were regional then, Keith. I think you're dead on with that. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. But I do remember flying them because I thought what a nice airline it was. And didn't have to wait. It wasn't packed. It was probably 60% of the capacity. Everything was clean. And like I said, it took off and landed on time. That's about all you could ask for a trip like that. And I don't remember what kind of jet it was. It wasn't a puddle jumper. It was a little bigger jet than some of these American Airs and some of these others like the Spirits or some of those others. A little bigger airliner than that, I think.
That's what I was thinking, though. It seemed like I remember they kind of started out as a regional. It's the name Southwest, and then they broke into the national scene with the budget airline concept. And as far as I know, they still kind of hold up their reputation. They, I'm not sure about late flights and stuff, but you don't hear a lot of complaints out of Southwest from anybody, so that's definitely a good sign. Well, anyway, Jerry, wife just told me we got dinner ready, so I'm going to go eat something. Good talking to you. And, I'll probably be on Echo Link for the net, so listen out for me there. And we'll talk at you later in 4DJC, KN4CHY. I'll be clear after you.
Well, enjoy your dinner and have a safe trip out there. And I'll listen for you on Echo Link. Take care, 73, N4DJC, clear.
Check, you're making it in full quiet in KA5WLF.
Alright, well, currently I fixed part of the radio. Don't know which part. triplet holds up better.
But it seems to be doing good for you right now.
I was outbound this morning. This spot was no go.
I don't know what you did, but you seem to get it tonight. Was that you I heard talking to Tom earlier today, and you was having problems getting into the repeater? Whatever you did fixed it, or unless it's one of those intermittent issues that are hard to find, and you think you fixed it at one point, and it ends up being something else.
Back of the radio all the way out to the antenna, put it all back together. And that was about it. So maybe there was a little water in the connector or something.
You're starting to break up now, so you seem to be having the same issue you had this morning.
Bloody heck.
About half of that, you're breaking up every couple seconds.
That's a nice thing to say.
Maybe it's just the spot you're located in. Have you tried it somewhere else? Has it been any better there?
I'm coming up from exit 32, or usually exit, and it was worse back closer to Clemson.
It was better. I copied almost all of it there. There's a little, it sounds like it's a fence pulling there on you, but I can copy that at that point.
Replace the feed line to the antenna because it has been in the joints of the truck and outside for 5 years now.
Trying to replace that. It's starting to get intermittent again, but you're sounding good when you are full quieting, but it's starting to pick a fence.
Thank you, sir. KJ4 CTD, move over.
Roger, sir. You take care. Have a safe drive, KA5WLL.